们来看路加福音的第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
第四节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 4.
路加福音第二章的第四节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 4.
正如先知以赛亚书所说的话，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。第五节。一切的山洼都要填满，大山大小山岗都要削平，弯弯曲曲的地方要改为正直，高高低低的路要改为平坦。第六节，凡有血气的都要见到神的救恩。这段圣经在讲施洗约翰在预备神的国降临。
Here it talks of John the Baptist is preparing for the kingdom of God to be poured upon mankind.
他说一切的山洼都要填满。
And he said, all the pits shall be filled.
山挖就是挖进去的，要用东西把它填住。
These pits have been dug and they need to be filled.
我们要迎接神的国降临，我们心中有一些缺欠，要求神补足。
And to receive the kingdom of God, we ourselves are in lack of many things and we need God to fill us.
我信不足，求主加添。
That I'm not complete at all, so we ask God to fill us.
这是一个山洼要填满。
And this is indeed a pit for us to fill.
我们的爱心不足，要求主加添。
And our love is not enough, and we need God to strengthen our love.
这也是山洼要填满。
And such also is a pit.
那大小的山岗要削平。
And all these shall be leveled.
那突出来的会阻碍神的国实现的，要把它削平。
And any of these pit things that's out of the ground, we must level it into same level with the ground.
就是我们人的罪性。
And that is our sinful nature.
好像我们昨天所讨论的骄傲。
Just as we have discussed yesterday concerning pride.
或者我们今天要讨论的怒气、嫉妒。
And also what we will discuss today about anger and jealousy.
这个都是会阻碍神国实现的大小三纲。
And all these are obstacles to us attaining that spiritual level.
那弯弯曲曲的要改为正直。
And those that are crooked shall be made straight.
弯弯曲曲就人的思想观念。
And that is human concept.
要改为正直。
That we must change it to a straight path.
就是要用神的话来修正我们已经有的观念。
That use the words of God to strengthen our own thinking,
价值的观念
our concept about value,
人生的观念
about the preciousness of life,
是非的观念
about what is right and what is wrong.
这个弯弯曲曲要用神的话把它弄直
And all these crookedness shall be made straight through the words of God.
那这样我们就会见到神的国降临在我们当中
And then we shall see the kingdom of God be poured upon us.
所以神的国要临到之前，我们在心理上要做一种预备。
So before the kingdom of God comes, we must prepare our heart.
好，现在回到我们看讲义第二点。
And if we look back to the material, let's look at Roman numeral 2.
我们后面有讲义也有英文
In the back, there are materials also in English.
第二点就是怒气。
The second is anger.
怒气是一个会致命的罪。
And anger is also a deadly sin.
我们看诗篇的三十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 37.
诗篇的三十七篇。
Psalms 37.
第七节第八节
Verse 7 and verse 8
你应当静默依靠神耐性等候他不要因为那道路通达和那恶魔成就的心怀不平第八节
Verse 8
当止住怒气离去愤怒不要心怀不平以致作恶
Cease from verse 7 Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him Do not fret because of him who prospers in his wayBecause of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Verse 8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm.
这个第八节讲得很清楚。要止住怒气，离去愤怒。不然的话，我们就因为这样会作恶。
Here it tells us very clearly to cease from anger and forsake wrath, or else it will cause us to sin.
这个怒气有两种。
And this wrath, this anger, have two kinds.
这种, 在 37篇里面就是, 为作恶的心怀不平。
And verse chapter 37, it is said to those who bring wicked schemes to pass.
就是说看到人在世界上作恶, 但是没有恶报, 做善, 没有好报, 就心怀不平, 开始发愤, 发怒。
And that they are in the world, that the wicked do not receive wickedness, and the good do not receive good and repay, and so because of this, they become angry.
到最后会犯罪。
And the end of this, it will cause them to sin.
会替天行事, 把神的律法, 啊, 用自己的手中行出来。
Then they will try to be the justice of all and try to do things in their own way to see what is right.
我们在想, 啊, 当初大卫被扫罗追杀。
If we think about the story of how David was pursued by King Saul,
大卫没有错误。
That David has no fault.
如果大卫用诗篇37篇这段圣经来想,
If David used this Psalm 37 to think about,
这也真的是他本身的诗,
and this is also his own psalm.
他没有错,
he has no wrong.
但是被扫罗追杀,
but he was pursued by Saul.
这个很难想得通,
and this is indeed a very hard reasoning.
但是如果大卫那个时候心怀不平,
but if at that moment David's heart is not leveled,
充满怒气,
and his heart is filled with anger,
我想在山洞里面,
then in that cave, if when he saw Saul, he would have just gave him a stab into the heart. Because he has such chance.
那第二次,
and then the second time that Saul was also utilized by Satan and pursued after David again, God also gave him another opportunity.
大卫到扫罗的营里面,
that David went again into close by to King Saul.
把他那个旁边的枪跟那个水瓶都拿走,
and he took away Saul's weapon and his water jug.
如果大卫被怒气充满,
if David was filled with wrath at that moment,
大概一刀就把扫罗的头砍下来,
he could have taken his sword and beheaded Saul.
那这样有什么不对?
And what is wrong with this?
大卫知道这是不对的。
David knows clearly this is wrong.
因为扫罗是神的受膏者。
Because King Saul was God's highly anointed.
所以神自然会有他的处理。
So of course God would have his own judgment.
他不能够把处理扫罗这个事情把神的这个处理把它拿到自己手中自己来处理。
He cannot take matters in his own hand and be his own judge of the matter.
所以如果他有机会把扫罗杀掉，他就犯罪了。
So if he had his chance to really kill Saul, then he would have committed sin.
所以他这里说，不要心怀不平以致作恶，要止住怒气，不然你就会作恨。
So it said, tells us here that do not fret, it only causes harm.
当然另外一种怒气就是真的是 出于错误来的,
and another kind of wrath comes from mistakes.
本身有错误,
that itself has a certain mistake.
没有检讨而且发怒,
that without self-examination that we became angry.
这个中国话叫做恼羞成怒。 先看, 创世纪第四章,
let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章,
Genesis chapter 4,
第五节,
verse 5.
只是神看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是不看中该隐和他的供物。该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。该隐跟亚伯两个人在献祭。Cain
and Abel was both offering, make offering to God.
那神看中亚伯的献祭。And
the Lord respected Abel's offering.
那神不看中该隐的献祭。But
he did not respect Cain's offering.
那这个该隐就大大的发怒。
And so Cain was very angry.
可见该隐这个发怒是没有理由的。
And there is no reasoning or no for Cain to be angry.
完全是被肉体的恶欲所控制。
He was controlled totally by his physical nature.
那第六节神就提醒他, 给他一个机会去思想。
And then the verse 6, God gave him a chance to go and ponder to himself.
那神对该隐说, 你为什么发怒呢?
So the Lord,
为什么变脸色呢?
So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry and why has your countenance fallen?
这个问号就是要让他回答，自己去思想。
And this is for him to think about himself.
那神又给他一个提示。
And God also give him a hint.
第七节,
Verse 7.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳吗？你若行得不好，罪就伏在面前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。神就提醒他了，你如果你行得好，你为什么不蒙悦纳呢？
Here, the Lord said to Cain, if you do well, will you not be accepted?
所以啊，你要审查看看。
And therefore, you have to look at yourself.
但是这个该隐并没有止住怒气。
But here, Cain still did not control his anger.
所以第八节说，该隐就把亚伯杀了。
And so verse 8 records that Cain killed Abel.
人类的第一个凶杀是兄弟相杀。
This is the murder of first of humankind.And this is from brother to brother.
就是因为怒气发作以至于犯罪。
It is because they is caused by wrath and anger and it led to sin.
那第二个是动怒会受审判。
And the second is those who anger will be subjected to judgment.
你看马太福音第五章二十二。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5 verse 22.
马太五章二十二节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 22.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
只是你们有吩咐古人的话说不可以杀人又说凡杀人的难免受审判二十二节
Verse 22.
只是我告诉你凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判主耶稣把这个律法提到内心的层次
Here Jesus have carried the law into the hearts of each individual
所以不只是外表的行为不能够犯罪神要看我们的内心
Not only shall we not sin on our physical deeds, but also in our inner heart.
那这一来，这个标准就非常的高了。
And now for this standard is carried very high.
如果没有神的恩典人做不到。
That without the grace of God, the man can never accomplish this.
不可以杀人，我们都没有做。
We do not murder, and we have not killed anyone.
但是主耶稣说，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
But here it said that.Whoever is angry with his brother is subjected to judgment.
这个中文的下面说无缘无故就是没有什么缘故动怒的难免受审判。
And here emphasize whoever is angry with his brother without a cause.
还有骂弟兄是饭桶是笨蛋的这个也会受审判。
And whoever say to his brother Raka shall be in danger of the council.
所以这样看起来受发怒就不能够成就神的义。
And so anger does notfulfill the righteousness of God.
神不喜欢。
God does not like this.
马太二十六章五十二节在记载主耶稣被抓的过程。
In Matthew, it tells of how Jesus was captured.
彼得就拿起刀来。
And Peter took out his sword from his sheath.
然后就把这个大祭司的仆人耳朵削掉。
And he took a swing at the soldier and he cut the soldier of the high priest's ear off.
彼得大概很生气啊。
Peter was probably filled with anger.
我的主人没有做什么事情，你们怎么把他抓掉
？That my master has done nothing wrong, but why have you taken him away?
因为彼得在没有得圣灵的时候相当的血气。
Because before Peter received the Holy Spirit, he is very full of physical desires.
所以他拿起刀来就把那个耳朵削掉。
So he took out his sword and he cut the ear off.
主耶稣说：“收刀入鞘。”
But.The Lord Jesus said to him, withdraw your sword.
动刀的要死到刀下。
Those who move the sword shall die by the sword.
你如果因为怒气动刀，你就会死在刀下。
That if you through your anger move your sword, then you shall also die by the sword.
所以即使彼得为着主耶稣发怒，但是主耶稣也不喜欢这样。
That though Peter was angry for Lord Jesus, but Lord Jesus was not pleased.
所以这个怒气要受神的审判。
So anger shall be subjected to judgment.
那如果用这个标准来看
，And if we use the standard,
我们真的要面对神审判的罪太多了。
That who faced Jesus in judgment, we indeed have too many sins.
没有救恩谁能得救
？That without salvation, who can be saved?
第三点
，The third point.
这个怒气会使人的关系破裂。
That anger destroys mutual relationship.
人之间的关系常常是用爱来建立的。
The relationship between man and man is usually established by love.
这个包括家庭里面的关系。
And this also is the relationship within the family.
夫妻的关系。
The relationship between spouses.
两代之间的关系。
And between generations.
兄弟之间的关系。
Between siblings.
这个都是用爱来建立的。
These are all built up by love.
但是我们可以想象，如果常常生气。
But if we think about it, if every time we are very angry,
这个关系已经开始发现危机了。
And then there is a danger to this relationship.
你如果夫妻常常对对方不满，常常生气。
That if the spouses are not satisfied and continuously be angry with one another,
这个婚姻非常脆弱。
Then this marriage is indeed very weak.
因为这里面没有爱。
Because in that marriage there is no love.
爱就是不轻易发怒。
Because love is not easily angered.
或者说，父母对子女。
Or a parent to her children.
从早上起来就开始生气。
That ever since the morning she wakes up and are angry at their children.
我想那个子女到长大的时候，可能恨不得赶快离家。
And then I will believe that the children, when they grow up, they will be looking very forward to leaving the house.
所以这个怒气会使人际关系破裂。
So this wrath, this anger can break a relationship.
圣经里面记载一个例子，就是拿巴。
And in the Bible, there is an example of Nabal.
当时这个大卫在患难当中，他需要帮助，他去找拿巴。
That at that time, King David was in trouble, and he went and he seek assistance from Nabal.
因为他们素来是有交情的。
Because before they did have a certain relationship.
但是拿巴不但没有帮助大卫，拿巴把大卫数落一番呢，讲很多讽刺的话。
But instead of assisting David, Nabal forsake David and pushed him aside and even told him and scolded him.
那个时候有人就告诉拿巴的太太亚比盖。
And then someone reported this incident to Nabal's wife, Abigail.
亚比盖是很聪明。
And Abigail was full of wisdom.
这拿巴是一个傻傻的人，还好娶到一个亚比盖。
And this Nabal was indeed a foolish man, and luckily he married such intelligent wife.
那这个大卫就怒气就发作了。
And so David became angry.
关系就已经破裂了。
And so this relationship was damaged.
所以大卫就率着兵丁就拿着刀枪就来了。
And so David took with his soldiers and his weapons to gather together.
那还好就是亚比该很聪明。
And luckily that Abigail was full of wisdom.
她赶快跑到半路去。
She hurriedly get on her saddle and went to David.
然后在半路遇到大卫。
And then she met David halfway.
就跟他讲很多的好话。
And so she spoke many pleasing words to David.
所以大卫的怒气就转消了。
And so the anger of David diminished.
因此免除了一次这个大卫到拿巴的家把他全部都杀掉了。
And so the saved from David going to Abigail's household to kill many people.
所以人的怒气到最后会带来很不好的结果。
So a person's anger can lead to destruction.
再看第四个。
Let's look at the fourth point.
发怒就没有爱。
There is no love in anger.
所以哥林多前书十三章说爱是不轻易发怒的。
That is why it's recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, that love is not easily angered.
这是一个很重要的原则。
And this is an important principle.
有时候我们在听一个人在形容另外一个人，说他是很有爱心，只是脾气大一点而已。
If we are talking to some people and they say, oh, that person is filled has a lots of love, but then he is just easily angered.
听起来好像是对，其实这绝对不合理的。
Actually, it may sound correct, but this is not in agreement with one another.
比方说，如果我们来形容我们的天父。
If we use this to describe, for example, to describe our Heavenly Father.
他是很爱我们，只是他脾气大一点。
That he indeed loves us very much, but it's just that he does have that kind of bad temper.
如果天父是这样，我们都死光了。
And if indeed our Heavenly Father is like that, then we would have been destroyed a long time ago.
诗篇里面说，神如果一发怒，谁能担得起呢？
For Psalms, in the book of Psalms said, if the Lord is angered, who can stand?
神有发怒的原因呢？
That God have his reasoning to be angry.
我们都活在罪里面。
Because we live under sin.
亏缺神的荣耀。
And we have come short of the glory of God.
但是神一直在忍耐。
But God is ever patient.
我们看诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 103.
诗篇的103篇。
Psalms 103.
第八节。
Verse 8.
耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。第九节。
Verse 9.
他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。第十节。
Verse 10.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。 11节,
Verse 11.
天和地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。 12节,
Verse 12.
公义是有多远，他叫我们的过犯离开我们也有多远。 13节,
Verse 13.
父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，神也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人。 这里说神有怜悯，有恩典。
Here said the Lord is merciful and gracious.
所以他不轻易发怒，还有丰盛的慈爱。
He is indeed slow to anger and abounding in mercy.
所以有时候我们对神的了解不太对。So
sometimes we have a false understanding of God.
我们常常觉得一点小事神就会生气，神不是这样。We
always think that one little incident and God will be very angry.
神不轻易发怒。God
is slow to anger.
然后他也没有照我们的罪孽来报应我们。
That he has not dealt with us according to our sins.
如果神照我们的罪孽来报应我们,
if he has dealt us according to our iniquities,
我们谁能够站得住?
Then who, how can we stand?
所以有时候我们再做一个设想,
so if we think about it,
如果换我们来当神,
if we place ourselves just imaginary into the position of God,
你想世界会怎么办?
What do you think the world will become?
早就被我灭掉了。
We would have destroyed it a long, long time ago.
因为在神的眼中看人一点可爱都没有。
Because in the eyes of God, actually human beings are not adorable at all.
我们天天得罪他。
Because we constantly sin against him.
所以发怒就是没有爱。
So anger has no love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以发怒神就不同在。
So if there is an anger, God is not there.
因为那里没有爱。
Because in anger there is no love.
所以这个家庭生活如果常常发怒，这个家庭没有神在里面。
So if there is a constant anger and wrath in the family, in that family there is no God.
因为没有爱在里面。
Because there is no love.
我们再看第五个。
Let's look at the fifth point.
发怒这个人是属肉体的。
Anger is of the flesh.
我们看加拉太书第五章。Let's
turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书的第五章
Galatians chapter 5
19节
Verse 19
情欲的事是显而易见的，就是奸淫、污秽、邪荡。20节
Verse 20
拜偶像、行邪术、仇恨、争竞、忌恨、恼怒、结党纷争、异端、嫉妒。 这个地方讲这个情欲的事情。And
here it talks about the works of the flesh.
里面有一点就是恼怒。And
here one of them is outburst of wrath.
这个是属肉体的。And
this is of the flesh.
是被肉体控制的，不是属灵。And
it's controlled by the flesh, it's not controlled by the spirit.
所以圣经说属肉体的人 得不到神的喜欢。And
that is why the Bible records that those that is of the flesh will not be liked by the Lord.
对，常常生气，你会感觉到好像神离开我们很远。So
if we are constantly angry, we discover that our relationship with God is far apart.
因为被怒气控制，这是属肉的表现。Because
we have been controlled by anger, and this is of the flesh.
那属灵的才是属神的。And
only those of the spiritual are of God.
所以常常发怒，我们跟神的关系就不好了。So
if we are consistently angry, then we are not with God.
马可福音里面记载主耶稣拣选12个门徒。
In Mark chapter 3, it records how Jesus have chosen his disciples.
那里面这个约翰称作雷子。
And in among the disciples, there is a disciple John, and he is called the son of thunder.
可见这个约翰被拣选的时候脾气很大。
It's probable that when John was chosen, he has really bad temper.
那有一次他跟主耶稣到一个村庄去传道。
And there is one incident where John went with Jesus to a village to preach the gospel.
没有人愿意接受。
And no one was willing to accept them.
他们就求主耶稣说，求你允许我们吩咐火从天上降下来。
And so John said to Jesus, let us pray to the heavenly God that we descend fire and destroy them.
可见这个人被怒气所充满。
So we can see this man indeed is filled with anger.
那主耶稣说，你的心如何，你不知道。And
Jesus said to him, your heart you do not know.
那为什么主耶稣讲说你的心如何？
How come Jesus say the statement that he does not know his heart?
表面上看起来他是很公义。
that in the appearance he seemed to be full of justice.
因为他不听神的话，所以要用火把他烧掉。
Because he do not listen to God, so he wants fire to destroy them.
事实上，这就指那个时候他们并没有爱。
Although at that time, those people may not have love.
你看主耶稣看到众人怜悯他们。
Because when we see Jesus' side, he saw the multitude and he has compassion.
因为他们像羊没有牧人。
Because they are just like lambs, sheep without a shepherd.
所以主耶稣是用怜悯取代发怒。
So Jesus used a view of compassion and mercy instead of anger.
但是约翰跟彼得开当时开刚跟从主耶稣的时候是用怒气取代怜悯。
But John and Peter, when they first started, they used anger instead of compassion.
所以这个是没有爱，这是属血气的。
And so this is of no love, and this is of the flesh.
但是到他年老的时候，他改变很大。
However, when he has grown old, we see a great transformation in John.
这个属肉，这个血气渐渐消了。
That he has no more these work of the flesh.
充满着爱。
He is filled with love.
所以这个写爱写的最清楚的约翰一书。
So, with the person who defined love the most is written in 1 John, in the book of John.
神就是爱。
Because he said God is love.
没有爱心的就不认识神。
That those who do not have love do not know God.
住在爱里面就是住在神里面。
Those who dwell in love dwell in the Lord.
就从属肉体变成属灵。
And so it became from that of the flesh to a spiritual.
第六点。
The sixth point.
这个常常发怒，这是一种软弱的表现。
The anger is a sign of weakness.
我们来看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言的16章。
Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言16章。
Proverbs chapter 16.
32节。
Verse 32.
不轻易发怒的胜过勇士。制服己心的强如取城。这个地方说不轻易发怒的胜过勇士。
That he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty.
勇士可以攻取一座城。
A mighty man can attack a city.
非常有力量。
And he is filled with strength.
但是能够做到不轻易发怒，这个人比勇士更有力量。
But one who is slow to anger is even greater than this mighty man.
因为你可以控制你的心。
Because you can control your own heart.
那这句话反过来说。
And if you turn this word around,
就是人如果常常轻易发怒，这就是一种软弱。
That if he, well, a person who is easily angered, that means he is weak.
就是人没有办法控制自己。
That is that he cannot control himself.
我们的良心知道这不对。
Our conscience know that this is wrong.
但是没有办法控制自己。
But they cannot control himself.
所以保罗本身在罗马书第七章啊，他在一直讲啊他的痛苦。
And that's why Paul in Romans chapter 7 talks of his suffering.
说他不想做的恶，他一直去做。
He said the evil that I wish not to do, that I continuously go and do.
因为这个肉体里面有一个恶的欲望。
Because in my flesh there is this evilness.
虽然他心中有一个善的律。
That although my conscience is clear and I have a good conscience,
那这个善的律常常想要做善。
That this conscience constantly want to do what is good.
但是他发现这个不是他做得出来的。
But he failed to do it.
那这种恶的律里面的一个就是怒气。
And so one of these evil desires within a person includes anger.
如果一个人常常生气，在家里面常常生气，这个就表示这个人灵性已经很软弱。
So if a person is constantly angry with people around him, in a family or whatever, it shows it has signs of weakness.
因为他已经被肉体的恶欲所控制。
Because he is taken over by his physical flesh.Fleshly desire.
所以这已经表示灵里面很脆弱。
That means his spirit is indeed in weakness.
所以这样看起来发怒的结果没有一点好处。
And so we see that the consequence of anger, there is nothing good.
引起人犯罪。
It leads to sin.
会受神的审判。
And it will be judged.
使人际关系破裂。
It breaks mutual relationships.
在神面前没有爱。
And that in the eyes of God, there is no love.
是软弱的。
It is of the flesh and it is weak. Signs of weakness.
发怒这件事情本身绝对不好。
So anger itself is definitely not good.
那圣经里面告诉我们，如果你真的要发怒有三个原则。
But the Bible tells us that if you need to show anger, there are three principles.
第一个是慢慢动怒。
That be slow to anger.
不要一下这样火山爆发。
Do not be like a volcano.
啊，慢慢动怒，你才可以控制。
That be slow to anger so that you can control it.
啊，第二个不要犯罪。
And second is that in that anger, do not sin.
啊，人发怒的第一个罪就是内心充满着恨。
Because once we get angry, the first sin is that our heart is filled with hate.
那第二个罪就是啊，言语没有办法控制。
And the second sin is that we can no longer control what we speak.
随便讲话。
That we will, our mouth just has a mind of its own.
第三个罪大概就是外面的行动表现。
Is probably our outward actions.
所以生气不可以犯罪。
So we can be in our anger, do not sin.
那第三个不可含怒到日落。
And the third principle is do not be angry until sunset.
所以有人说啊，冰冻三尺非一日之寒呐。啊，这个冰啊，河里面的冰结了三尺，这不是一天。很冷就结得这么厚的。
And there's a saying that the ice that's formed in the river is not formed overnight.
那有时候这个家庭生活也是一样的。
And sometimes likewise is also a family life.
啊，这个夫妻啊，吵到会离婚呢，这不是一日之寒呢，不是一天造成的。
That for a couple to be to have arguments consistently, this is not have to that leads to divorce does not happen overnight.
或者这个。亲戚朋友之间也是一样
or between a relationship between relatives or friends
这就是生气啊到日落没有把它忘掉
this is called angry past sunset
那这个人的怒气一直积在心里面
and this anger is continuously stored within their heart
那你积到一定程度问题就出来了
and you store it to a certain level that it becomes overwhelming and you cannot control it
你现在到一个程度一旦爆发关系就完了。
To a certain level, it explodes, and you cannot control yourself.
所以我们要常常很谨慎。
And that's why we must constantly be aware.
太阳下山就让它过去。
That when the sun set, let your anger also set.
不要再纪念过去的罪。
That do not remember of the past.
好像啊，我们求神赦免，神就把我们擦掉，不再纪念过去的罪。
Just as God has forgiven us and he do not remember us of our sins.
那这样啊人跟人的关系才会新的常常有新的关系。
And that's why so that the relationship between each other can continuously be refreshed.
那常常积在心里面常常在算旧账这个人的关系怎么会有新的呢
That how can a relationship be refreshed if a person is constantly remembering the faults of the past.
一想到人我们心里就有一种 bitterness, 一种苦毒有一种恨在里面。
And when we think of others that we have this bitterness in our heart.
这就是没有爱。
And this is of no love.
那他跟神的关系就有问题。
And then there is a problem with his relationship with God also.
所以不要含怒到日落太阳下山就让它过去。
So do not be angry until sunset, when the sun set, let it go.
好那怎么样消极怒气
So how do we dissipate anger?
啊第一个要心中安静。
First, we must calm our hearts.
箴言十四章。
That's Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章的二十九节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29.
不轻易发怒的大有聪明。性情暴躁的大显愚妄三十节
Dirty
心中安静的是肉体的生命嫉妒使骨中朽烂、这里说不轻易发怒的大有聪明
Here's a he who is slow to wrath has great understanding
那心中安静的是肉体的生命
And a sound heart is life to the body
民数记里面记载摩西一生只生气过一次发怒过一次
In Numbers it records that Moses showed his anger once
就是被以色列百姓吵到最后他真的怒气发作
It is when the Israelites complained to him too much that he was angered
所以他拿起那个鞭子往盘子就打
So he took up his rod and he struck the rock
他这个一打就完了
And once he have struck against that rock It is finished.
因为神说你要吩咐磐石水流出来。
Because God's commandment to him was, you shall speak kindly to the rock.
那这样一打，他就违反神的吩咐。
And so once he has struck against this rock, he has gone against the commandment of God.
后来他看到的已经到尼波山上已经看到迦南地。
And so when he went up to Mount Nebo, and he has seen with his eyes the land of Canaan.
他跟神求说，神啊，让我过去看看。
He asked God, please let me go cross over to that land and see.
那神就说，罢了。不要再跟我提这件事情。
But God said to him, "Forget it. Please do not mention to me again of this matter."
神给他看到，不给他过去。
God lets him see it with his eyes, but would not let him cross over.
就是他一次发怒。
It is due because of this incident of anger.
那诗篇106篇怎么描写？
And so Psalms 106, what does it write about?
要看诗篇106篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 106.
106篇33节。
Psalms 106 verse 33.
32节开始。
Let's start from verse 32.
他们在米利巴水又叫神发怒，甚至摩西也受了亏损。33节
，verse 33，
是因他们惹动他的灵，摩西，用嘴说了急躁的话。
Verse 32, they angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses on account of them. Verse 33, because they rebelled against his spirit, so that he spoke rashly with his lips.
这里说摩西用水说了急躁的话。
Here it said that Moses spoke rashly with his lips.
这个急躁就是内心失去了安静。
And that is because in his heart he had lost that sound in heart, that calmness.
内心失去了安静，人就很容易动怒。
So in his heart, when one person loses quietness, he is easily angered.
稍微一件事情，稍微一句话进来，嘣一下，怒气就跑出来。
That one word that entered into his ears, that he will have the strife.
这心中安静啊，这个人他不容易生气。
So when a man has a sound in heart, he is stable.
那这个心中安静从哪里来？
And where does this calmness in our heart come from?
就从神同在来。
It comes from God being with us.
神同在的人心都是很安静的。
For those that God abides with them, their heart is always calm.
还有谦卑，人的心谦卑。
And also if their heart is full with humbleness.
摩西比众人更谦和。
Because Moses is more humble than anyone.
不容易生气。
So he is not easily angered.
这第一个，要心中安静。
So first is that we must have peace and that kind of calmness in our heart.
有时候人跟人吵架，哪一个能够先安静下来，那个人就可以解决问题。
Actually, if in a dispute, we realize that whoever quiets down first, he is able to solve the problem.
但是人在吵架当中，常常要用更大的声音把对方压下来，问题就发生在。
But however, many times in a dispute, that we raise our voice against one another to see who wins.
所以心中安静，这是解决怒气的根本办法。
But this calmness in our heart is one of the fundamental way to dissipate anger.
那第二个啊，就是要充分的沟通。
And the second is to have sufficient communication.
啊，使这个怒气会转消。
So that this anger can be subdued.
啊，四世纪第八章跟十二章记载两个很出名的例子。
And there are two great examples recorded in the book of Judges, chapter 8 and chapter 12.
先看四世纪的第八章。
Let's turn to Judges, chapter 8.
四世纪第八章。
Judges chapter 8.
第一节
，verse 1.
以法莲人对基甸说：“你去与米甸人征战，为什么没有招呼我们去呢？为什么这样待我们呢？”他们就与基甸大大的争吵。这里讲说这个以法莲啊，就来到跟基甸大大的争吵。
Here it tells of how the Ephraim came to Gideon and to have this great dispute with them.
因为基甸用策略打败了敌军，得到荣耀。
Because Gideon has used his own might to defeat the Midians.
那这个基甸就跟他沟通。
And so this Gideon have this communication with them.
所以基甸就肯定他们的优点啊，跟他沟通说啊。第二节
So thus Gideon said in verse 2,
我们所行的岂能够比你们所行的呢？以法莲拾取的葡萄不够强过以比以谢所摘的葡萄吗？
So what have I done now in comparison with you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than that the vintage of Abiezer?
第三节
Verse 3,
最后一句话
The last phrase,
伊甸说了这个话，以法莲的怒气就转消了。
After Gideon said this statement, that theanger of the Ephraim was subdued.
所以很成功的冷静下来沟通完，怒气就没有了。
So after this calming his heart down and have this communication, he have subdued the anger.
那到了十二章，现在又发生问题，以法莲又发生问题。
And then if we turn to chapter 12, the people of Ephraim also again cause trouble.
第一节
Verse 1,
以法莲聚集到北方对耶弗他说，你与亚门人征战，为什么没有召我们去呢？同一个问题。
And this is the same problem that the men of Ephraim gathered together, crossed over Zephon, and said to Jephthah, why did you cross over to fight against people of Ammon?
他对耶和他沟通了。
And now they communicate with Jephthah.
那这个耶和他讲话就不是这么柔和啊。
And now Jephthah was not so kind in words as Gideon.
所以就大大跟他争吵起来。
And so he said to them.
结果那一次一共产生了战争，四万两千人被杀掉。
And after his saying to the people of Ephraim, they went into war and many people died.
就是因为沟通不良。
Is because it was not a sufficient communication between the two.
没有用安静的心来沟通。
They did not communicate with quiet in hearts.
所以你消除怒气常常需要沟通。
So that's why to dissipate anger, one of the methods is to have this mutual communication.
有时候人见到人就三分情那先坐下来谈谈话，让他话讲一讲这怒气就没有了。
And so sometimes it's good to sit down with one another and to quietlyTo have this communication and their anger may be subdued.
所以有时候看到问题很困难，其实不是很困难。
So actually, sometimes we see that a problem is really difficult to solve, but actually it is not.
需要沟通，需要聆听。
That we need to listen and have such kind of communication.
让人的不满有一个发表的机会。
So that those that are not content, that they can stress out what they feel.
怒气解消，人之间的冲突就没有。
And once that anger is dissipated, that there is no more of that obstacle and blockage in that relationship.
第三个就是圣灵充满。
And the third is to be filled with, by the Holy Spirit.
圣经说圣灵充满就结出圣灵的果子。
And the Bible records to be filled with the Holy Spirit shall produce the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的果子里面有一个是和平。
And one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is that peace.
就是人心中的平安平静。
That inside the hearts of men, they have that peace and calmness.
这个人就不容易生气。
And such a person will not be easily angered.
因为他心中被神的灵所充满。
Because in his heart, he is filled by the Spirit of God.
再下来就是我们要有爱心来忍耐。
And the next point is to be patient and endure through love.
我们这个圣灵充满了，这个我们可以听到很多见证，有时候我们自己也体验过。
And if we hear many testimony about those we see a fullness of Holy Spirit, even ourselves we have experienced in the past.
如果哪一段时间我们比较注重祷告哪一段期间我们讲话都比较温柔，不会很急躁。
Therefore, maybe a certain period of time when we emphasize more importantly on prayer, we find ourselves to be more, less easily angered.
差不多几个月前有一个弟兄就告诉我。
A few months ago, a brother shared with me.
他在讲他的最近才结婚的经验。
And he shared with me that he has experience of his recent marriage.
他说他夫妻两个常常一起读圣经祷告。
That he said that he and his wife constantly read and pray together.
他自从一起读圣经祷告以后他发现两个人争吵就越来越少。
And he discovered that after they have this habit of reading Bible and prayer together, that they have less arguments.
这真的很奇妙，这个神的灵充满一个人就变很温柔。
And this is indeed miraculous that when the Spirit of God fills us, we become gentle.
心中很安静。
And our heart is indeed quiet.
充满神的爱。
And we are filled with the love of God.
用怜悯取代怒气。
Because we use mercy and compassion instead of anger.
所以人际关系就能够维持得很好。
And so that we can retain that mutual relationship.
看彼得后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书的第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse 9.
主的应许尚未来到，有人以为他是单言，其实不是，乃是宽容，不愿意有一个人沉沦。这里说神啊，应许说他要来，到现在没有来，是因为他宽容。
Here it says that God is not slack concerning his promise of coming to this world because of his long suffering.
神爱宽容人。
His love is long suffering to us.
所以有爱心这个人会忍耐就不容易生气。
So that one through love can be patient and to be able to endure others.
那最后一点就是会帮助我们不容易生气就是我们的见识。
And also the last point that to dissipate anger is to have wisdom in our good foresight.
我们看箴言十九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 19.
箴言十九章。
Proverbs chapter 19.
十一节。
Verse 11.
人有见识就不轻易发怒，宽恕人过的便是自己的荣耀，
It said, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression.
有见识就是有属灵智慧啊,
when one has his discretion, this good foresight, he must be spiritually, have spiritual wisdom.
因为如果我们想到发怒成就不了什么, 但是损害很大, 你有这个头脑, 你就知道说, 发怒以后那个结果不好, 人就不会发怒。
Because if we have that understanding that anger will not produce any good at all, instead it will cause harm, then we will not do it.
那我们看那个, 现在美国社会里面, 公司里面在谈判啊, 谁生气, 那个人就输了。
So if you look in the corporate world in America, that whoever shows his anger first, he loses.
这真的谈判的高手绝对不会动怒。
Because those great debaters, they will never show their anger.
你一生气,
that once you show your anger, you have lost your argument.
所以有见识,
and so to have this good foresight, not to be easily angered.
14章29节,
Chapter 14, verse 29 of Proverbs.
不轻易发怒的大有聪明, 性情暴躁的大显愚妄。
He who is slow to wrath has great understanding.
所以真正有见识属灵智慧的人哦，啊，不容易生气。
And so one who is spiritually wise, he will not be easily angered.
所以常常生气的啊，这是没有智慧。
So those who are continuously and constantly easily angered, he is foolish.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's bow our heads, friends.